Welcome to another episode of I'm Just an Ambulance Driver, the podcast series from MSARN. In this month's episode, we discuss partnerships. Good partnerships are a key element of the delivery of pre-hospital care. In most systems, a team of two clinicians, or a dyad, are assigned to an ambulance and must work together as a team over an 8, 12, 24-hour, or even longer shift. In many systems, this partnership is stable, and the same team of clinicians work together on a regular basis. In other systems, both large and small, this team of two have limited to no familiarity, meaning the team has had no prior shifts working together, or only worked together on a few occasions. Dr. Patterson has published several studies that bring awareness to the EMS partnership and the familiarity a team has. In 2011, Dr. Patterson and colleagues published a study in the Journal of Health Services Research. That study involved an analysis of shift records from EMS organizations and showed that the average EMS clinician has 19 partners in 1 year. The study also showed that some EMS clinicians have more than 50 partners in 1 year, the equivalent to one new partner each week. So why is this important? Well, research shows that teams don't simply perform well or perform as a team the moment you put them together in a team. Other research in high-risk industries, such as aviation, showed that limited to no familiarity was associated with more errors and negative safety outcomes. EMS is a high-risk industry where teams of two EMS clinicians must work together quickly, under pressure, with limited information, and limited to no help from other clinicians. The risk for error or a negative outcome is very high. Partnerships in EMS can be successful and safe if they work well together, know each other well, and are aware of each other's strengths and weaknesses, as well as communicate openly and frequently and avoid conflict. Today, we ask individual EMS clinicians to discuss their own perceptions of partner familiarity. Specifically, we ask these clinicians to reflect on their fears or concerns when working with a new partner. These comments complement MSARN's previous research and help to highlight how this research is connected with the reality of what happens in the field. Here is what our interviewees had to say.
My biggest fear when working with someone new is him or her getting irrationally upset over something unique to them, such as a technique or habit that I do not know about.
My biggest fear is that I would have a new partner that doesn't know what they're doing or doesn't know how to do something.
My greatest fear when working with a new partner, well, I guess I don't know if it's so much of a fear as it is an issue, but not knowing their comfort level, their capabilities, their experience, and other things like that, that can really allow a crew who's familiar with each other to run their calls in a smooth, organized manner.
My biggest fear when working with a new partner is that they'll be antisocial or make a medical error.
My biggest fear when working with someone new is that they drive like jerks and that I'm going to die.
My greatest fear when working with a new partner is that we won't get along and that it will affect our ability to provide quality patient care.
My greatest fear when working with someone new is when they overestimate their lifting abilities and take on more weight than they can handle.
My biggest fear when working with a new partner is if they are not proficient with a skill or have a question while treating a patient, they will not ask for help.
My biggest fear when working with a new partner is how they're going to react on a call, whether they work in arrest and freak out, or whether they're too compassionate and have a block on what they're doing, whether they just freeze or can flow on the call and do what needs to be done.
My greatest fear when working with a new partner, well, it's actually two fears. The first is not knowing what the partner's skills and competency level is. The reason is that can lead to errors when taking care of a patient because of task overload on you as a provider, say taking care of a sick patient and then directing a partner on how to get around town to the hospital, or even of how to using some of the equipment on the ambulance or where it's located, how to turn things on. If you have to do both that and manage a patient, it can lead to errors and can lead to adverse events for the patient. The second one is a personality thing, which is twofold as well. First is a in-the-workplace personality. Do our personalities when taking care of patients mesh, or are we going to conflict? This can lead to errors such as dropping a stretcher because of lack of communication. Personality relates to non-work environments too, such as in the station or in the ambulance during downtime. One person may want to nap when the other one wants to talk, or two people want to watch different TV shows or eat at different times. And those personality conflicts in the station or in the ambulance can then translate later into the work environment to a sort of hostile environment.
My greatest fear in working with a new partner would be the way that they react on a call. I don't like people that spaz out and can't just be cool, calm, and collected and just deal with the situation, do what they have to do, and get the patient to the hospital.
My greatest fear of working with a new partner is that they'll be too compassionate and caring.
My biggest fear in EMS is honestly that my partner just won't get it. He won't understand the flow. Provides difficult when working with a new partner.
These comments highlight the significance of partner familiarity in EMS and a need to delve into the issue further. There is limited research on partnerships and teamwork in EMS. Much of what we know about EMS teams and teamwork is anecdotal. There is no doubt that good teamwork is needed, and most in EMS feel strongly that positive outcomes for patients and providers have some linkage to good partnerships. Prior research by Dr. Patterson and M. Sarn produced the EMT Teamwork Survey Tool, a reliable and valid tool that can be used to evaluate EMS clinicians' perceptions of teamwork at the didactic level. This tool is freely available, and those that use it can feel confident in its ability to provide reliable and valid teamwork data from EMS clinicians. Stay tuned to MSARN for research related to EMS teams, partnerships, familiarity, and other topics that deal with safety of patients and providers. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to podcast.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name's Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you. Good day.